I'm Dean Jackson. He's Joe Polish. And this is the I Love Marketing Podcast.
In this episode, you'll discover how the LEGO principle can make you richer, marketing automation done right, and more with Genius Network member Brad Martineau. Brad is the founder of Six Division and helps small business owners and entrepreneurs reduce and eliminate confusion, overwhelm, and complexity with automation so you can convert more leads into sales. Recorded live from a Genius Network meeting. If you would like access to the special resources and show notes for this episode, please visit ilovemarketing.com/281. That's ilovemarketing.com/281.
Imagine you have four brothers and five sisters. Some of them form a company and then get you to join as the sixth employee. Today, that company has 759 employees and is called Infusionsoft. Yesterday, we briefly discussed that Brad Martineau's company, Sixth Division, exists to make Infusionsoft work as you hope it would when you bought it. That is exactly what Brad's company does. Over the past 6 years, they've invested $6 million and have spent over 70,000 hours working with over 500 businesses in two-day makeover sessions, plus working with thousands of other companies in group situations. Brad is known for three main things. Number one, being a devoted father to his five children. Number two, being a genius at making the confusing and complicated simple and easy. And number three, always wearing a hat, but only a flat brimmed hat. I believe he actually sleeps in that thing. All right. Brad's title is The LEGO Principle Can Make You Even Richer, Marketing Automation Done Right. Please welcome The Hat and Brad.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to talk about how the LEGO Principle can make you even richer. Anybody in who's interested? Okay. Beautiful. Now, the subtitle here is Marketing Automation Done Right. So by a raise of hands, who does marketing automation? So who's got Infusionsoft? Okay. How about keep your hands up. Entreport, ClickFunnels, Salesforce. Any technology whatsoever to help you get leads and turn them into clients. I think we got everybody in the entire room, right? Now, how many of you currently have been able to implement what you thought you were going to be able to implement when you picked up your software of choice? Raise your hand. Well, now that sucks. Okay, John's got it, but one out of a room this large, that kind of sucks, right? So what I want to do today is I want to bend your brain a little bit about how you can look at this differently, and it will literally take you from being frustrated with how you're implementing marketing automation to making it enjoyable and easy and eventually get you to make more money. So, all right, here's the first thing you have to understand. What people like to do when they run into problems with software is they like to blame the software. And what I'm here to tell you, I've worked with enough people, it is not about the software, it is about the process. And the best way to describe this is imagine if I took a three-year-old and I put them on a bike. They'd probably fall over. And then they'd fall over again. Then they'd fall over again. Now, whose fault is it? Is it the bike's fault or is it the kid's fault? It's the parents' fault. Okay, great. All right. The point is that the problem is not in the bike. The problem is that the kid just doesn't know how to use it yet. Okay? So as we go through this, the most important thing you can remember is that how you implement automation is your most important asset. It's not the tool, it's how you implement automation. Okay, so I want to prove this to you really quick. So it's a blank slide, so look at me. All of you started a business because you wanted to achieve some outcome. You want to have some impact, right? Now, what makes that possible? If we come over here, money. I want to have freedom and autonomy. I want to impact people. Okay, I got to go make money to have freedom and autonomy. Money comes from, as we're business owners, where do we get money from? Clients, okay? Clients. Now, get clients based on the campaigns that we implement in our business. Some of those campaigns are really good, and some of them suck. It just stands to reason that the most important skill set I can have in my business is the ability to take an idea of a campaign that we pick up at conferences like these and be able to get that thing implemented as quickly and efficiently as possible so that I'm going to know if it's going to work or not so I can either keep it or I can get rid of it. Make sense? All right, so as we dive in here, most of us, when it comes to marketing automation, this is what we feel like. Can anybody relate to this picture as it relates to how you get your ideas implemented with technology? Okay. Now, the goal is that we end up being something more like this. Everybody on board? Like, imagine what would be possible if you could have an idea and get it implemented, and you know that it's just going to happen, and it's going to happen well. All right, so the problem is this thing that we call the gap. Now, the gap is this nasty, ugly space that exists between the ideas that we have, all the strategies that we come up with of how we could convert more leads into clients, and those ideas actually being implemented. Okay, so look, here's the deal. He had an idea. This is gonna change my business. I got it figured out, right? We're all in. Calls the team. Hey, I'm coming home. We're gonna implement this. We're staying in the office. It's Friday night. I'm bringing in pizza and Diet Cokes. We're gonna get this thing implemented. And then it all falls apart and everybody's pissed by the time you leave and go home. Anybody ever felt that and ever been through that before? Okay, got it. So look, what we wanna do is we wanna build a bridge across this gap. We wanna have the ability to take any idea and systematically walk it through to implementation, not deal with what that guy had to deal with, right? So the key lies in the Lego principle. Now, how many of you have ever bought a Lego set? Beautiful. When you open up a Lego set, let's say you buy a 1,000-piece Lego set, you open it up, you turn it over and dump everything out, what comes out? Bags. Lego has figured out small business. Let me explain what I mean. If Lego wants to stay in business, they're going to recognize that if they give a 7-year-old 1,000 pieces in a pile, there's no way on earth that their parents are ever going to buy them another Lego set because the parents are going to end up putting the thing together. They're going to want to kill themselves by the time that they're done. So, and here's the deal. What I'm about to show you is the Lego principle, how it applies into business. It applies whether you're using Infusionsoft or whatever the tool you're using. Okay? Doesn't matter. The tool, again, the tool is not the issue. It's the process. Okay, so the key with the Lego set is that you've got this picture on the outside of a box of this really cool thing that you want to build. That is your business, how you're converting leads into clients. The most effective thing that you can do in order to get marketing automation implemented correctly is what Lego does. You've got to be able to look at that picture, but then be able to break it down into individual bags. Because you can't possibly process everything that you need to process in order to get everything. Like, you can't be thinking lead campaigns and then be thinking, how, what am I doing with my customers? There's too much stuff going on. You've got to be able to break it down into bags. Okay, so let me show you what this looks like as it relates to business and as it relates to marketing automation. This Lego principle, the ability to take a big thing, I call it modular thinking, a big thing, and break it down and compartmentalize it into smaller pieces. So we got to start by defining marketing automation, okay? Because, like, I understand the term, but it's actually the worst term in the world, in my opinion. I got two major beefs with it. The first is the word marketing, and the second is the word automation. And here's why. We're going to do a quick exercise, okay? If I say marketing activities, what comes to mind if we're going to brainstorm a list? Campaigns, what else? Advertising, direct mail. Okay, we got Facebook ads, we got pay-per-click, right? So on the marketing side, we got all kinds of marketing activities. Now, if I were to say what comes to mind when I say the word automation, what would you say? Systems, autoresponders, okay? Get rid of humans, set it and forget it, right? So we got no humans required, we got autopilot, we've got set it and forget it, robots, etc. Now, I don't know how this happens, but whenever we combine these two words together, here's what happens inside of everybody's brain. It turns into email autoresponders. So we take what's possible with marketing automation this big and we narrow it down to this like super small thing, and that's all we think we can do with marketing automation. The reality is, this is what marketing automation actually is. If you look at the process of capturing leads and turning them into clients, you've got marketing campaigns. Like, what are you doing with your leads? You've got sales campaigns. What are you doing with your prospects? You've got fulfillment campaigns. How are you delivering your product and your service to your client? You've got financial campaigns. How are you making sure that you're getting paid? And then you've got internal campaigns that you can use for the hiring process and stuff like that. In each of those buckets, there's two types of work that happen. You have things that you can automate. And believe it or not, people have to do work. And what most people miss is that marketing automation expands to people that do work. How many people in here have salespeople that close their prospects, convert them into clients? Okay, marketing automation should be owning that part of your business. How many people, when you deliver your product or service, it involves a person to deliver it? Raise your hand. Marketing automation should be owning how that entire process is run. Most people, all they do is they focus on marketing automation. They miss the other 90% of what's possible in their business. It's way bigger than just this marketing automation thing. Now, the key, though, is to say, okay, you just told me that I could do way more with Infusionsoft. Now, I can barely handle what I'm trying to do right now. So here's what it looks like. What you got to create is this thing we call a client journey playbook, okay? And this is the Lego principle applied to your business. What you do is you go look at your advertising campaigns, dial them in. You look at your marketing campaigns and say, all right, cool. How am I moving people? I've got people that opt in for a video series. I'm doing a webinar. Like, all the ideas and strategies, you got to break them down into bags. So this is your business, and each box represents a bag. And what this allows you to do, so you go through your sales campaigns, your fulfillment campaigns, your finance campaigns. What this allows you to do is it allows you to zero in and focus on just one bag at a time, as opposed to jumping across your business all the time, trying to go from this to that and trying to juggle everything. It's not going to happen. Okay, now, here is the most, so that's the Lego principle applied to marketing automation. What's more exciting is what it makes be possible. So we talked about building this bridge. Having a playbook like that is the first piece of building the bridge to go from idea to implementation. What it makes possible is that you can now create succinct blueprints. And here's what it looks like. Imagine you have an idea. You come back from a conference, and the first thing you do is you get it onto your playbook. Then you sit down with your team. And you sit down, and their team says, hey, here's the thing we want to do. We're going to do this video series. All right, great. Sit down with your team, and your team says, cool, well, I've got this process I'm going to walk you through called Unpack Your Brain. You tell me what you want to have happen just in this little box. And you get to get all the details fleshed out. Then you turn it into a blueprint where you can actually see what it is. Like, imagine if your team could come back to you and say, oh, so what I heard you say is that these are all the emails that are going to go out. Here are the videos we got to create. Here are the landing pages that we got to have. So you know exactly what needs to be built before you ever spend a second building it. And then, at the very end, they say, and cool, we want to know if this thing's working. So we're going to go through and identify what are all the reports that need to be put in place. Before we ever build anything, we know how this is going to be successful, or we know how to measure it. Right? So think about that. I got the playbook, and now that I can drill into specific spots in my business, I can create this and get my ideas implemented a fraction of the time. Once you have a blueprint, you can then go hand it off to your implementer. Like, who in here has ever been frustrated with their implementation team at their inability to get your ideas implemented? Yeah, because you want to go in and draw a bunch of crap on a dry erase board and then walk out and hope that they're going to make magic happen. Right? That's like saying, hey, house builder, here's my house account. Here are some pictures of my Pinterest account. Go build me the house that I want. It's not going to happen. But once you get the blueprint done, now you can turn over and you can hand building instructions to your implementer. And this is what happens. You end up with not crap like this. Like in Infusionsoft, if your campaigns look like Spider-Man's been teaching a gymnastics class, you're doing it wrong, all right? But you end up with campaigns that are clean and organized that anybody can come in and they can read. Then you've got sequences that are clean and organized and follow a very specific process. You've got dashboards that tell people, like, where are people in your business? What's been going on? What are your conversion rates? All of this is possible because you started by applying the Lego principle to your business. And what you end up with is a bridge so that every time you have ideas, you can systematically walk them across the bridge and get them implemented. So look, here's the deal. If you want to not be like this person as it relates to your marketing automation, and you would like to get to be like this person, it's real simple. It's all in the Legos. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of ilovemarketing.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Genius Network annual event, go to geniusnetworkevents.com. That's geniusnetworkevents.com. If you would like access to the special resources and show notes for this episode, please visit ilovemarketing.com/281. That's ilovemarketing.com/281.